Pod Quiz 1035. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1035.
Round 1.
We start this week with an odd one out music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, I need you to identify the odd one out of the four.
Question 1.
That man sitting on a little stool takes some money from my hand while his eyes take a walk all over you. Hands me two tickets, smiles and whispers good luck. Well, cuddle up, angel, cuddle up, my little dove. Well, ride down, baby, him.
Question 2.
Me love you long time. All my girls get down on the floor. Back to back, drop it down real low. I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a. Cause you know I don't give up. So here we go.
How come every time you come around?
Question 3.
Like I did that day. Take me to the place I love.
Question 4.
I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around.
Question 5.
Yes, so I'd like you to identify the odd one out of those four songs.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on Leonardo da Vinci.
Question 6.
Which famous painting by da Vinci depicts an Italian noblewoman with a faint smile?
Question 7.
In which year was Leonardo da Vinci born? 1242, 1452, or 1762?
Question 8.
The famous da Vinci painting The Last Supper is housed in the refectory of the Convent of Santa Maria delle Grazie in which city?
Question 9.
Leonardo da Vinci was fascinated by flying machines and sketched many designs. Which modern aircraft did his aerial screw most closely resemble?
Question 10.
Da Vinci was trained in painting in the workshop of Andrea del Verrocchio in which city?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on places. You're about to hear 5 short clips from travel videos describing a building. And in each case, I'd like you to name the building.
Question 11.
Welcome to the lobby. The opened in 1931, and this lobby just exudes that Art Deco vibe. The ceiling, 24 karat gold, and so many movies and TV shows have been filmed right here. It's like stepping into history every time. has been the setting for many movies, most famously King Kong, and this exhibit, well, it shows it off pretty well.
Question 12.
The best look at ancient Constantinople is a church-turned mosque that's been considered among the greatest houses of worship in both the Christian and Muslim worlds. The Great Church of Constantinople, built by the Byzantine Emperor Justinian in the early 6th century on the grandest scale possible, it was later converted into a mosque by the conquering Ottomans. Today, it's a museum.
Question 13.
In the north of India, in the city of Agra, stands the a monumental mausoleum of white marble, built almost 400 years ago on the banks of the sacred Yamuna River. The dome of this mythical building towers 73 meters, marking the heart of a vast architectural complex.
Question 14.
Also known as the Flavian Amphitheatre, it is an oval amphitheatre and the largest ever built. Construction began under Emperor Vespasian around 70 to 72 AD and was completed under his successor and heir, Titus, in 80 AD. Today, it is the symbol of Rome and one of the most visited archaeological sites all over the world.
Question 15.
This 60,000 square meter exhibition space is the world's largest museum and holds over 35,000 pieces of art. It's home to some of the world's most famous masterpieces, including the Mona Lisa and Venus de Milo.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is on communications.
Question 16.
What name is given to a writing tool made from a flight feather of a large bird?
Question 17.
Which letter was originally written as two vowels before evolving into its own standalone letter?
Question 18.
In phonetics, which of these letters is usually a fricative in the English language? A, F, or L?
Question 19.
In 1963, who wrote the famous Letter from Birmingham Jail, calling for non-violent direct action in the civil rights movement?
Question 20.
The United Nations has 6 official languages. Chinese, English, French, Russian, and Spanish were chosen in 1946. The 6th was added in 1973. Which language is it? I'll be back in 2 minutes with the answers after The Painting I Made by The Golden Hours.
See.
answers.
Number one was Tunnel of Love by Bruce Springsteen. Number two was London Bridge by Fergie. Number three was Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number four was Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will play thee. And number five, The Odd One Out. Well, three of those songs were about bridges: Bridge Over Troubled Water, Under the Bridge, and London Bridge. So The Odd One Out was number one, Tunnel of Love.
Round two.
Round two was on Leonardo da Vinci, and the answer to number six, his painting of the Italian noblewoman with the faint smile, is the Mona Lisa. Number seven, da Vinci was born in 1452. Number eight, the Last Supper is in the city of Milan. Number nine, Da Vinci's aerial screw most closely resembles a helicopter. And number 10, Da Vinci was trained in Florence.
Round three.
Round three was on places, and we had five buildings to identify here. Number 11 was the Empire State Building. And this exhibit, well, it shows it off pretty well. Number 12 was the Hagia Sophia. By the conquering Ottomans. Today, it's a museum. Number 13 was the Taj Mahal, marking the heart of a vast architectural complex. Number 14 was the Colosseum,
one of the most visited archaeological sites all over the world.
And number 15 was the Louvre.
Round 4.
The final round was communications, and the answer to number 16, the writing implement made from a feather, is a quill. Number 17, the letter that was originally written as two vowels is W. Number 18, F is a fricative. Number 19, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote the letter from Birmingham Jail. And number 20, that sixth official language of the United Nations is Arabic. That's it. Loads of messages this week, starting with multiple Maddies. Happy birthday, Maddie. Thanks for being the coolest person in the world, and can't wait to see you and be with you soon. Lots of love, Pierce. Happy birthday, Maddie, from Dan, who hopes she has a wonderful day. Happy birthday to Will from Marky. Happy birthday to Bob in Moshi, Tanzania, from Debbie, Daniel, and Joshua. And happy birthday, Kat. Nothing warms my cockles like doing pod quiz together whilst cooking dinner. Hope to do many more. All my love, Alfie. Speak to you next week. Bye now.